This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Toni Truesdale, a home health caregiver from Pennsylvania and the author of Behind the Locked Door, Poems and Essays on Alzheimer's Disease.
Truesdale looks at the Alzheimer characteristic known as sundowning, symptoms of restlessness and confusion, when, at around sunset each day, patients begin searching for home and bygone family. She writes,
"My sweet 82-year-old friend repeats a sentence for the third time. Well, I guess it's time to go home. Mother will be waiting." I look at the clock. It's 4:30 p.m. and the shadows outside are lengthening. The sun is going down. Her mother has been gone for over 25 years. "Why don't we listen to music first?" I gently change the subject. "How about Moon River?" She allows me to guide her to the couch and prop her feet up as the music curls around her like a warm blanket. She smiles and dozes off, lost in the memory of the song. It's not an actual structure or a certain house our Alzheimer's friends are searching for, but for what used to be. Maybe everything will be all right, if only they could just get home. I contemplate what home means to me personally as I pull into my driveway and see the warm, welcoming porch lights shimmering softly on the white snow. Home is the confidence of knowing someone has my back and scratches it to my delight. It's knowledge. No matter where I go, my return is always welcomed. It's being familiar. Things belong to me. I have ownership. I decide. It's a snack in the fridge at 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. It's a late-night movie or an early morning cup of coffee and newspaper. Home is having my slippers by the door and my own pillow and blanket on the couch. It's a message on the phone and mail on the kitchen table. Home is feeling I am loved and returning the love. Alzheimer's is a thief. It steals home and dooms the afflicted to hopelessly roam, searching, calling, aching for home.
Truesdale pairs her reflection with an excerpt from a poem by the Pulitzer Prize writer B.J. Seshadri from his book Three Sections.
In his poem, Seshadri recognizes the searching for peace in the once familiar. He writes,
"Bright copper kettles. Dead friends coming back to life. Dead family. Speaking languages living and dead. Their minds retentive, their five senses intact, their footprints like a butterfly's, mercy shining from their comprehensive faces. This is one of my favorite things. I like it so much I sleep all the time. Moon by day and sun by night find me dispersed deep in the dreams where they appear. In fields of goldenrod, in the city of five pyramids, before the empress with the melting face, under the towering plane tree, they just show up. It's all right, they seem to say, it always was. The eyes under the eyelids dart faster and faster, through the intercom of the house where for so long there was no music. The Right Reverend Al Green is singing, I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow."
An excerpt from a poem by V.J. Seshadri.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.